Brazil. Zeichen ist mit Tavi Mori, Jakob und Stoff Pilchas. Zeichen ist mit Daniel Schöne, was Joshua Fallert. So, let's move over so we can see everybody. If you sit over here, you're not blocking any. Here in the middle between.
Are you partial?
Partial too. Oh. Good. We missed. Okay. We are ready to. So we were discussing the fact that there's no Shechianu and Sirus Ober. And we saw the Balamor, and we saw the Ran, and we saw the Marlbach's trot in the Ran, and we saw the Sholomeshiv's trot in the Ran. And today we are up to packet, page 19 in the packet. And this is one of the greatest farm ever. Shalos Hatshuvos, Rabbi Akiva Yosef. Of Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. The Lev HaIvri. Okay? And he is the one of the most exciting Sfarim that you'll ever see. Are you ready? With that introduction, now let's go to page 20. Lama Ein Mevarchim Shafiyanu Asir Salve. So that's how. So let's see where to start. So he quotes things that we saw already. So let's pick up. On the bottom of the second column on page 20, the Nirali, last line. Now, we're going to tie in our learning of Hilchos Tzitzis this year with Sfiras Omer. He says, "Nirali b'zeh dinei adaki Moshe barachaim simchasiv ton chehei." Now, page 21. The minhag mevarach al talis koton al mitzvah tzitzis. That the minhag is to make al mitzvah tzitzis al talis koton. Right, the talis koton we did in the satif, but tzitzis. But on the talis koton, right? The talis koton al mitzvah tzitzis. Why? Ki chashtu divei hapoiskim she'en yotzim b'talis koton. Right, we discussed this at length, that there's a whole discussion whether a talis koton is really kashir, right? Because it's not so big that it's mechaser rosho verubo, and right. So we learned the different hatstakas, things like that, but it's still a whole question. So the compromise is to say al mitzvah tzitzis. Why? Kichashul divrei poskim sheiv yotzim the talis koton kazeh v'chein. Right, we saw that those are two possible nuschos: is the satef betzitzis or the slabish betzitzis. Right, but al mitzvah tzitzis is really not. But al mitzvah tzitzis is the compromise. If you have a beged that's not so big, so it's maybe not the shear, right? We saw pictures of the stipler. He wore a talis koton, went down to the ground, right? You saw the pictures of the stipler, right? But most people don't have such a talis koton. So then it's a big shiloh. We discussed it at great length. So he says, so al mitzvah tzitzis is a compromise. Why? Because of mashna achsam kaim mitzvah kohogit, but mevorchem Hashem yisbarach shenosol on mitzvah tzitzis. In other words, al mitzvah tzitzis doesn't mean we're making a bracha on this particular tzitzis, because this particular tzitzis is dubious. It's not so poshut. So we're saying that we're not ready to make a full bracha because so we're going to make a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis, on the mitzvah tzitzis beklolius, right?
It's birchas hashemach.
Yeah, sort of like a birchas hashemach. Yeah. So nosam lanu mitzvah tzitzis af she'ein mekayimu osa achshav ketikuna. L'chein tiknu loshan al l'sha'over mashba. In other words, al means on the mitzvah that Hashem gave us. Now, we don't just make a mitzvah, a bracha on a mitzvah that Hashem gave us, and we're not doing the mitzvah. So here we're doing it, but, kacha kacha. So they made a zah bracha, like what Rav Aaron said. It's sort of like a brichas Hashem. It's not a regular brichas mitzvah of the satev. It's a,
do we have any other example of a bracha that's made like that?
Wait, we'll see. Rav Akiva Yosef will never let you down. Rav Akiva Yosef, he blew the shofar in Yerushalayim. So I don't think there's anyone left in Yerushalayim that blows shofar Rosh Hashanah. Any Talmidim of Talmidim? That in a quiet alley, Rosh Hashanah Shechad Yos B'Shabbos blow shofar. I don't know. Usually there's always somebody that's the one person who, I'll give you Yosef, he's a guy. I'm not recommending you should blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. Don't take me, But so he says like this. That's what we see. But Rabar, what you said, it's sort of like a Birkas Hashemach. Like we make a bracha that Hashem gave us the Torah, like Rav Shechta said, Pshat in the Ramban, that.
But we're very careful to masmich it to Limud Torah. Not just them.
Right. In Mavarach Lusatev, and Al Mitzvah Sitzes, we're not doing Stam either.
If you hold that you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah, it's pretty much Stam.
No, but if we hold that we're not doing anything, then we would do nothing. But obviously, I mean, we learned that there are different possibilities. But we're in the lava rafia of the yade, It's Varsh Hashem is Baruch Nas Alon HaMitzvah Zazin Kei Mivarach Lissate V'Olaniach in the Sofik in Tzorch Levarach have a Baruch Levatola. But if you make Al, so Chazal, he's saying a big Yisod here. Mamish a big Yisod in Yiddishkeit. A big Yisod that Chazal made a new Takana that some mitzvahs are going to be very iffy. So we're going to make a new nusach habracha to take care of these situations. Okay, so that's how that he says the tzitzis. Now that was what we were spending most of the year doing. Now we're going to tell. So we still didn't tie it in yet to the Shachyari. So we're getting there. So then he says like this, and based on this, Yeshuvar al Eich Mevarchim Noshim Alulav. Al Natilas Lulav. Oh. Rabbi Natam Oral Zen. Right? Elokevan Shemavarchim Baal, he folds the Varach Shabbat, Tradition, also known as a mitzvah. Al Pishim Enim Chuyevis. We asking for another example? Al, you missed a big Yisora. We're going to repeat it for Rabbi Ginsburg. We make him on the Talis Cotton. We make al mitzvah tzitzis. Because a talis cotton is a question if it's big enough for the shear, really. It's not so simple. It might have to be. So we make, Chazal made a new type of signon of a bracha. Not lisatif, but tzitzis like you make, but al. Al means I'm making a bracha on the tzitzis in general, not necessarily this particular tzitzis, because this particular tzitzis maybe is no good. But I'm making an al, like Rabbi Aaron said to us, that it's sort of like a birchas hashevach. It's not a real birchas hamitzvah, because birchas hamitzvah is lisatif but tzitzis. I'm doing it right now. But al means Hashem at Sinai, He gave us this mitzvah tzitzis. Now I'm doing it in a quasi way. So make it al. Al means not necessarily this particular levisha is mechayev on the mitzvah klali of tzitzis. That's al. Le means I'm doing it right now. So Rav Aaron asked, we have another example. This is all I'm telling you that I do this al. So the sort of al is the way Rabbi Akiva Yosef is explaining this, and then he's going to get back to the Shachyon. So he says, page 21. Yesh levay eich mevarchim noshim alulof. Right. So he says, what's the answer? It's al latilas luf.
No, but that wasn't the takana of the reason that Chazal said al was not for that reason, because it's a general machlokes whether a woman makes a bracha on a mitzvah that she's not mechuyeves. It's a general. It doesn't do.
Let's see. I'll take care of everything. So he wants to say she didn't make the bracha of l'haniach tefillin. The bracha al mitzvahs tefillin shel bnei Yisrael. She didn't necessarily say the word shel bnei Yisrael. Al mitzvahs tefillin. So even though you might not be mechuyev in tefillin, but we're not making l'haniach tefillin. Yeah, because le, if she's not mechuyev, then it's a real suffix whether you're allowed to make a bracha on that. That's the big machlokes. And I thank my Talmud Rabbi Ari Feldman for pointing out this truth to me. El bracha al mitzvah tefillin, mashem v'vachas brichas leishe basukah. But what about leishe basukah? Because these are mitzvahs that women like to do. They like to shake lulav. They like to sit in the sukkah, even though, you know, they're as far as that maybe they shouldn't be doing these things, but they like to do it. So with the lulav, it's al matilas lulav. So maybe you're not highest in lulav, but it's al. The cloniest dicker thing that there's a mitzvah of lulav in the world. Now, you might not be mitzvah to do it, so it's a question whether you can make it. So Chazal had this lashon al. But what about leitshe basukah? Well, kosher came in teishu came to do it. Mechavis l'shul basukah we call baila, right? There, she's allowed to sit in the sukkah. We call baila. That's the famous tshuva of the Oneg Yontif. Oneg Yontif held. It's usher for a woman to sit in the sukkah. Usher, because she's non mechuyev and she's getting hanar from the sukkah. Yeah, that's only. But if you're married, you can sit in the sukkah. So you come out against single women; they can't go into the sukkah. Only gantif. But married women can go into the sukkah, and therefore they make leisha because they have the teshuv came to duru. They have to be in the sukkah with the husband. If he has leisha b'sukkah, because baili hold the vark leisha b'sukkah. So therefore they can make leisha b'sukkah. But al natilas lulav. They don't make a bracha litolas halulav. These are Yeshlom and Yasha Kushas of Rachel Lev, the Balamor. Again, we want to know, listen to them. Now we're going to get back to the original question. What about the Shachianu on Sphere Sa'op? The Bishnami Shiva Sukkah ain't a steer of the oath. In other words, when we're sitting in the Sukkah, on Shmini Atzeres, the Chutz Laaretz. So it might be a shter to the Sosis Shmini Atzeres, but Shmini Atzeres is the mitzvah of Sukkah. But it's not so much of a steer. Tosis says, if only Moshe Mitzvah Shalom Shem Mitzvah Gam Achar Sukkos. You know, people say, Al Dabroch Lo Morachidin. We're sitting in the Sukkos, Tosis says, Sukkos Shalom Dabar Reva, people like sitting outside. It's not such a patch and pardon to the Yontif. But what? You can't make a bracha because that would be Shekh Deshonu Mitzvah, Fitzivan Relation Basukkah, Atrina Tzeres. Can't do that, even though we have to sit out Sveik of the Yomah, but it's Sveik of the Yomah of Hoshana Rabbah, but it's still Shri Natsaris. So to do that would be a steerer to the Yantas.
But according to him, then you should say, Al Yeshiva Sukkah.
Oh, Kevish Abrochu Sosu Lachad, Lachain Yochel Lashem below Bracha, Kumashkoz of Masha Ekain. So therefore, the answer is they was Masakin Lashem Basukkah. That's how that was the nusach they were masakin. They didn't want masakin the bracha al yeshiva sukkah.
But that doesn't fit the construction here.
Oh, 1 second. But b'sfir sa'omer shemivarchem al sfir sa'omer im kain ein habracha stira b'chlal echad because shemivar modim u'mishap nefeshuah nosam lanu as a mitzvah. In other words, so Vadra Basfir who Yosef dear me habracha, v'chein yicholim levarach. Because the, in other words, we're not making a bracha that's blatant, because we're making the bracha of the plainest of the bracha.
This sounds great. You might even do it in the middle of the year. It doesn't have to get us again.
Right. So okay. Right. So.
Right.
So, but they made.
The bracha is not necessarily the count.
Right. The action. So the bracha was a more, you know, slowly a sticker.
And you said,
one second.
And then make a
Shabbat. No. 1 second. But he says like this. Aval birka shachianu hu kamo birkas leishiv shezo stir lachat. Because if you're going to make a shechianu, that's a stira to the chagos. Because you're saying you're doing, you're counting what? The omer, so you make a shechianu. When you make shechianu, the first night of Chol Hamoed, that's when you're supposed to make shechianu. We, right, in Eretz Yisrael, they're making the first night of Chol Hamoed, they're making stira. But we have Yontif too. So that's a stira. So to have a shechianu lazman hazeh, it means now.
Exactly.
That would be a stira. But al sfira sa'omer works in well, because even though again we're not making stira in the middle of the winter, you understand? But we want to do it in a way that's not going to be a blatant patch and ponim to the yotif. So therefore, if you say Lispor, you know, so we're saying we're doing it now, and you're doing it now, it's a bizarre to the under because you know, you're not the sphere somers is called Chol Hamoed starts, not on Yontif. Where we happen to do it on Yontif and Chutzlars, because we're keeping a second day Yontif. Aval Birka Shechianu, who can vote Birka's Leishiv.
Is that an Eretz Yisrael, the problem? Is that an Eretz Yisrael?
We shove him Shnei Akushis. Wow, 1 second.
Yeah. Why would you make Shechianu? Seems like. Oh, yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah.
So why would you make Shechianu
when you're in Yisrael? Why not make Shechianu in
Eretz Yisrael? This is great for Golos, but.
This is great for Golos.
There's something with the pool of on Shabbos where they say Lom Tuluk.
Yeah, 1 second, let's see. Let's see.
Is
that good? Let's see more. Let's see. So I guess they want to make a, what are you saying, like a low plug to a nusach that would fit everywhere. So so this nusach fits everywhere. And in other words, if they didn't have to change and make a nusach, different nusach for it, so I guess that's the, that, that's what he would say back.
The low plug would be on the Shafi'ah. But not.
Well, they were asking on the nusach of Al Sfira Sa'imr. He says Al Sfira Sa'imr is a good nusach because this way, when we do it in Chutz La'aretz, we're not being mezalzel in the yantif. Because we're doing a nusach that's more, you know, less evasive, so to speak. And he says that that's why it's good for the women. The lulav, alatilas lulav, and leisha besuka is good for them because their taka is more of a chiyuv for women, even if they're not tithing mitzvah seshas my grandma, because and that's the only other they can try to sit in the sukkah with their husbands. So you could make a leishib asuka. Even though the women are going to make the bracha too, and we don't necessarily want them to make it. There was Rabbeinu Tam says women can make whatever, but he's giving a new pshat to the women making the bracha, is they're making the bracha, the mitzvahs that they usually make brachas on are sukkah and lulav, and those either are the sukkah is leishiv, which is good because they're really maybe chayav even Mr. Sasei about Grom because teshu ke taduru, and the lulav that they usually make on their own is good because it's al matilas lulav. And shofar, they usually don't make the bracha themselves. Usually, the shmol called shofar. So, it's also, but it's, how often do the women actually make the bracha herself?
If all the men have heard, I mean.
Yeah.
What about Amikra Megillah?
Oh, Mikra Megillah. Oh.
I was told, I sometimes go around blowing for people.
Yeah.
If I'm blowing for a man, you know, I already blown, so I'm blowing for a man, then I can make the bracha for him because Cody Sola Raven said so.
Right.
But if it's a woman, she should make her own bracha.
That's what we're going to be saying.
Yes.
For women, they would make their own bracha.
Right.
Yeah. For a man, I can make it for a woman, she should.
So we're told.
Unless there's a man there.
I think he found a terrorist that satisfied this particular question, but doesn't answer up the global issues, I don't think.
Well, over here.
No, I'm saying Amikra Megillah, and then, I mean, you can...
Amikra Megillah is...
The
Chayav anyway.
No, but I mean for a man. Why should a man say, man should, according to this shita, a man should say Likra Megillah.
A man should say...
Because it's definitely a chiyuv.
It's
a man
every all
bracha.
There's a whole suki about this.
Right,
but
yeah.
The point is, you've got bracha of Amikra Megillah and Likra Vesahalel, and all the Rishon and Jump who's trying to fit.
Right. Yeah, so let's see more. Let's see more.
In some cases, we say Shachiyah, in some cases, we don't. The nature of the bracha.
Yeah. So he's saying that Shachiyah is more confrontational to the Yantif. That's like Leishe Basukah.
Yeah,
right. So, the, right. The, so then the Rabbi also saying that
there's something wool about outside Eretz Yisrael, we don't take it off because maybe it's not the first day, really. So they say, but in Eretz Yisrael, you know, it's the first day, so they say, well,
yeah, but yeah, so if you say like that, so then they made a nusach that would be. What are you saying? That all the chart, making this of that shovel a call. That shovel a call. A companion yet a lot of half the roots of whole mind, absolutely. And my farce and bezils and yonder Martina came Vadel or Musif and Varshafiana, Tigazils and Fay. Rocha Atsme Lachosh came the Varch. So he's saying, when we count sphere on Yontif, we should be counting sphere on Yontif, right? Yontif is a Vachadik, I think, for the first night of Yontif. Of sphere, right? So therefore, we leave out. That's where we're at, and in terms of the nusach, we do al. Came before the nusach al. Lekem says el dol yontif. Miusha b'zeh. Ready to hakushios.
In footnote, hey, he brings down. By the way, why then not take lulav and shunyateris? Sometimes Chazal say that something's not a sphere. Sometimes Chazal say it is a sphere.
Yeah, well, Lula, the Torah suggests that.
Correct. Taking a Lula and shooting a Torah, that's Amish, like, I think, like, ultimate example of a sphere.
Well, I actually asked a question, we showed the question around the question of the business from Isman Rock and Lila. Okay, but that's his mahalach. I'm not here to, we're here to see new things. This is new. Yeah, so the one of my Talmidim told me over the phone, I have a Chashur Talmud, he lives in Brooklyn, and so he works in a lot of different farms. So I said, oh, you have to look at the Rav Kiva Yosef, how he's Biyashiv, everything, but this yourself.
He also has another Mahal.
Yeah, the what?
That you only say Lizmah
when it's the whole day. Yeah. And you see how he signs himself off, Gabe? Shalom Minai Ha'ivri. See? Ha'ivri. Kiva. Kiva Yosef.
The Kiva with a hay at the end.
Yeah. That's the Or Zeruah. That said he had a dream. That's why he names his sefer Or Zeruah for Rabbi Akiva. Of course, Or Zeruah at Sadiq Yishrelev Simcha. The Sophie Osios is Akiva, or the Reish Zarua Ayin, Atzadi Kuf, Yishrei Yud, Simcha Hey. Leiv Beis Hey is Sophie Osios of or Zarua Atzadi Yishrei Simcha is Rabbi Akiva, and that's why he named his sefer or Zarua because of Rabbi Akiva. So he's spelled it with a Hey. And there's a shekhov like that. And I wrote a whole piece in my sefer on Yom Kippur on that Or Zeruah. So some spelt it with a hey. You see the Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah la tzaddik, or the last letter is Reish, or Zeruah, Ayin, la tzaddik, kuf, u yishrei, yud. Lave, base, simcha, hey.
Amazing, these other people find these things.
That was his dream. That was his dream. He named it Sefer Or Zeruah. Was Rabbi Akiva.
So at the end of his Shukur, he said to the Ulai Yeshar, he talks about.
Who are you reading? Where are you reading them?
In the Shukur, he gives it to the Ulai Yeshar, from the Chicago Ron, and he gives the same bear, but he said, basically, on the Ron, that there's some. If it's not the whole day,
that's
my question is, he then says, 9:30 p.m. Mishokar Balulot Sri p.m. How would, just, I'm just to clarify for me at least, how would the Maharabah answer that question about Shofar and Lulav again?
Oh, so Shofar Lulav is because like this, you're making the bracha in the daytime.
And because the Maharabah would say, Spheres of Omer is in its essence is just parts.
It's only the night.
And
it doesn't continue to the day.
The next night.
That's a separate thing, but it doesn't, no, that's a different word. He's saying it's only the night.
And therefore what?
We saw the Shalom Eishiv that's not in the day, and therefore Kavod Yom.
Right.
Or the other way was the Maral Bach's explanation that you have to, the whole mitzvah has to be here now.
Correct. So by Shofar, but they, the Maral Bach would answer that very simple, Shofar and Lulav, the whole mitzvah is here right now. That's how he would answer it. You're keeping Yosef, he's it as the Tzuriyim.
He's asking, no, because he's saying a different pshat in the Ran. He's saying you're making Lazman Azeh when it's mitzvah the whole day. So mitzvah that's only at night is not the whole day. Okay, if Shalom Lazman Azeh, he can move along the line. It's Mamash Kolayom. But that's Tzarchim Yishofer Velulov that's only in the daytime. It's also not Kolayom. So it's also not. But the Shalom Eishiv would be okay because the Shalom Eishiv says a different word. It says that you have to, you can't treat the day in a second fiddle.
Right.
Okay.
What you're doing during the day is you're not treating it as a second fiddle.
Yeah. Because today,
I think we could say very simply that the show mitzvah serious anger is a different mitzvah, meaning it's 49 parts that never come combined, never see anything more than 49 parts.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll take it through. We're going to have Chumash now, Parshas Bamidbar. And then Bezrat Hashem on Monday, we'll continue. Monday, we're going to do a separate part.